All right, we love him. Kerry Crowley joins us, beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. It seems like spring training having you here.
Yeah, it is. You know, Marty, this is my favorite thing to do, get together with you in the desert, look out at a baseball field, and talk about the Giants.
Yeah, really. Boy, it's interesting. You did post on Twitter. I didn't want to alarm your parents when we talk about injured players, but you're fine. But you did post something about Johnny Cueto today. What was that?
Yeah, Johnny Cueto down here at Chase Field throwing a bullpen in front of Bruce Bochy, Kurt Young, Dave Greschner, and a few of his teammates were out there, too. Will Smith and Derek Holland. Will Smith, who returned from Tommy John surgery last year and has been so dominant since his return. So good news for Johnny. He really looked like he was letting it go. It looked like the Johnny Cueto that you would typically see during spring training. And 8 months out after Tommy John surgery, I think every Giants fan should take that as a good sign.
Yeah, you said he's throwing hard.
Yeah, he was. He was. He was not holding back. He was shimmying as he wound up to pitch. It was exactly what you'd expect to see Johnny Cueto in his buildup.
Good. Very good. Let's talk a little bit Giants tonight. I know you mentioned the lineup is out. It's the same lineup as last night, except Longoria in for Sandoval tonight. Let's face it. I talked earlier about what was going on at Sacramento with Mike Yastrzemski and Gerber and Austin Slater, Anthony Garcia.
Zach Green.
Zach Green is starting to hit. And maybe we jumped too quickly with Mack Williamson with the three-homer game, that it was so dramatic that we all jumped on it so quickly. And then he's up here, 5-for-30. Left field is Adam Jones is on Arizona, so Mack Williamson could play left field and they could, you know, find the left fielder of the future. But, boy, how far do the Giants go with him? At some point, he's got to show, and it's only 30 at-bats. I'd say 45 to 50, I think.
Well, when he first was called up, Farhan said that they were going to give him a much more extended look than they've given the other left fielders, save for maybe Gerardo Parra. You remember Michael Reed was out of here in 8 at-bats, Connor Joe 15 at-bats, Mike Gerber just 14 at-bats. Mack Williamson's already up to 30, but the quality of the plate appearances just hasn't been there. He's chasing pitches outside the zone. He's grounding out in the infield, and that's just not what you expected to see after he was lifting the ball in the air and driving the ball so consistently in the PCL. It's just been very difficult for him to hit pitches that are inside the strike zone right now, especially because he's chasing.
That's it. My image in my mind is chasing a pitch out of the strike zone. That's what's going on. So we'll see what happens. But then when you're 18 and 25, this is why you take time to see if you can get a player who's going to develop. I thought last night's game, and Bochy said it afterwards, you were in there, you got to weather the storm, so to speak. What was your take on Bochy after the game?
Well, I think it's been a really difficult first 2 months of the season for Bruce Bochy. This is certainly not the way that he envisioned his final year with the Giants going. And, you know, you looked at the roster in spring training and thought maybe there might be something in there where they could hang around 500 and at least make it interesting. But right now, they're 10.5 games behind the Dodgers, Marty. Last night was just a completely lackluster effort at the plate. Merrill Kelly of the Diamondbacks threw 5 1/3 shutout innings. Merrill Kelly left a ton of pitches over the plate. These were hittable pitches from the D-backs right-hander, and the Giants just didn't do much with them. So the 7-0 loss was really indicative of the way they played, and it was indicative of what we've seen over the past two-plus seasons from this Giants team.
Yeah, they can't get the hit when they need it, and we saw Bochy said that last night. And Crawford was particularly galling for me last night, that he had bases loaded, one out. Hirano came in. It's the first time I've seen him, maybe the first time Crawford's seen him. A split, but it's not Bruce Sutter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a split, and it dives like 2 feet before the plate. It's really in the dirt. And Crawford couldn't read it last night and ended up striking out in a critical part of the game.
Yeah, really difficult situation for Crawford there. Hirano's got a 5-plus ERA. He just hasn't been good this year. But you look at his numbers over the last 2 years, all he does is strand inherited runners. He comes in, he's their Reyes Maranta, where Torrey Lovello goes to him when they need a strikeout. And he came in against Brandon Crawford and threw half his pitches in the dirt. And it was impossible for Crawford to see them. It was a difficult situation for him, but you've got to get the ball in play there. And you know, someone who's a veteran hitter understands the situation. Crawford will be as hard on himself as anyone else. He knows that the job was failed there.
Yeah, I thought he would get it done. I thought they'd be up 4-1.
Yeah.
You know, Samardzija ended up, I get your take on Samardzija, ended up giving up the home run to Peralta. And I thought he kind of lost it around there. The ball was up and away for the first time in the game. It looked like he was laboring a little bit, then Peralta hit it out. But then the walk to Dyson. And I know it's a 1-0 game and you want some margin. His pitch count was not enormous at all. And he pitched pretty well. But when he walked Dyson, it was like giving him a double because Dyson is one guy in the National League who steals bases. And then, of course, you get the intentional walk, and then Adam Jones just finished Samardzija for the night.
It's been a really interesting season for Jeff Samardzija because he's pitched better than than our expectations coming into the season, Marty. And, you know, you look, his first innings really haven't been great, but innings 2, 3, 4, and 5 for Jeff Samardzija this year have really been pretty good. I mean, if you take those innings and look at his ERA, he's probably an all-star caliber pitcher. But then the first and then the sixth, kind of when he gets to that third time through the order, and you hear about it so often that, you know, starters really struggle. Jeff Samardzija's struggles the third time through the order are just so significant right now that even when his pitch count is really at 55 or 60 as it was last night, the Giants can't keep letting him go through.
You know, it's funny, and it made me think of, there was a pitcher in the early 2000s called Gil Heredia.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Gil Heredia. And I always said to Art Howe, he pitched for the A's at that time, I said, Art, no matter what the score is, it could be 12-0, it could be winning, get him out the sixth inning. It's so funny. I just thought of that as you were talking. You had to get him out by the sixth inning. Get him out of there because things are going to start happening. And maybe I was thinking of the third time through in those days but didn't know what I was talking about.
Really, the only Giant starter right now who you can trust the third time through the order is Madison Bumgarner. Yeah. I mean, he's the only guy who has consistently gone through there and proven he can pitch six innings.
And he's 21 for 64, 328 with 3 of his 8 home runs the third time through.
Yeah.
But he looks good.
Yeah, he does.
He looks good.
You know what? He's at least putting together really competitive battles with the hitters that he's facing. And a lot of them are getting deep in counts. They're seeing his cutter for the fifth or sixth time as opposed to the first time through the order when they've just seen it once. And that makes a big difference. But Bumgarner is at least able to kind of navigate that third time through the order with a little more precision than some of his peers.
Yeah, he can. How'd you like Sandoval last night defensively?
Oh, gosh. Pablo Sandoval proving his value once again, Marty. I mean, you look at the guy. He's a third baseman, a first baseman, and yet in the shifts the Giants have with Ron Wotus setting up the defense, Sandoval's all over the diamond, and playing on the right side of second base, diving across his body to make plays, and he's just a gamer. And, you know, it's very cliche to say that he's a ball player who shows up every day, but you want to see Pablo Sandoval in this lineup if you're a Giants fan right now. He just brings the energy, he brings the passion, and you always feel like something's going to happen, whether the ball's hit to him or he's in the batter's box, and you can't say the same about most of these guys.
Yeah, Duggar and Pillar switched outfield positions. What's your take on that?
I think that's going to be a permanent move. They've got to keep Steven Duggar in center field. He's the outfielder of the future. Kevin Pillar probably won't be on this Giants team in 2020.
Really?
You look at our arbitration eligible guy, I think if they want him back, they'll non-tender him and then bring him in at a smaller salary.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that would be the way to do it because he's already making $5.8 million this year. They didn't want to commit $3 million to a guy like Adam Jones. And so you're looking at a situation where his salary will be above $6 million. You could probably replace that on the open market or bring him in at $2 or $3 million next year on a one-year deal.
Wow, I had not thought of that. Very good. Gary Crowley coming up with a scoop.
Well, I don't know if that's a scoop. You just look at the way that Farhan operates now and the way that they view their outfield situation and the different auditions that they've had out there.
One last thought for you. I know you're going to go see Johnny Cueto here in a few minutes and listen to Irwin interpret for whatever Johnny has to say. But Joey Bart was here yesterday.
Joey Bart was here, and Marty, that shows you all what the Giants think of him. I mean, you never see a prospect coming into the big league clubhouse, especially a guy who hasn't made it beyond single-A San Jose, and they wanted to take a look at him because they know that he is the absolute future face of this franchise.
Yeah, he is. It was good to see him and Ramos, and I mentioned Ray Black. Are you a Ray Black fan?
I think that if you can keep Ray Black healthy, he can be a weapon out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
You know, you need a guy like him who can throw 100, is into the breaking ball, understands spin rate. You know, Ray Black is really a modern pitcher. He's really evolved through his time in the minor leagues, has become focused on analytics, and really buys into what the Giants coaching staff and the front office is selling. And I think that you need people who are bought into the mission.
Yeah, he's Maranta.
Yes.
But not quite as dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, he'll blow you away. The ball will just explode on you, where Maranta, you never know where it's going.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. It's that unpredictability with Maranta that, you know, he could come out and throw 4 straight balls, and you almost have to get him out of there, but then he'll strike out the next hitter on three pitches.
He did it last night.
Yeah.
Gave up a broken bat hit that I don't know where the bat was going, and then he struck out the next two guys.
Exactly.
And saved Samardzija's line to some degree. All right, go see Cueto and tweet out what you find there, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Looking forward to it, Marty.
All right, that's Kerry Crowley. And Kerry and I talked a little bit about this ballpark. We're going to have that for you just in a few minutes, too. We have this thing going about who likes the park and why.
Can I add to this real quick, Marty?
Please
when
do.
The roof is open, this is a much better ballpark. And we were discussing it about a roof-closed Chase Field. The roof was open last night, and it was a delight.
We'll accept that.
Okay.
All right, very good. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.